Four suspects in a Richmond Hill jewelry store robbery were nabbed Tuesday after they were spotted in Toronto by officers in a York Regional Police helicopter. Shortly after 3:30 p.m., police responded to a robbery at a store in the area of Yonge Street and Levendale Road, where three males were using hammers to smash glass cases. They fled with jewelry in a silver SUV driven by a fourth suspect. One employee sustained minor injuries after being assaulted by one of the suspects. Officers in a York Regional Police helicopter, Air 2, saw the vehicle being driven into Toronto. The suspects parked it at an apartment complex in the area of Highway 27 and Finch Avenue before fleeing into a wooded area, police said in a news release. Shortly after, all four suspects were arrested. The vehicle had been stolen. Marlondo Mitchell, left, and Che Brooks Baptiste have been charged in relation to a jewelry store robbery Tuesday in Richmond Hill. Photos supplied by York Regional Police. Marlondo Mitchell, 24, of Brampton, has been charged with robbery with an offensive weapon, disguise with intent, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, two counts, and failure to comply with a release order. Che Brooks Baptiste, 20, of Burlington, has been charged with robbery with an offensive weapon, disguise with intent and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, two counts. A 16-year-old Toronto male has been charged with robbery with an offensive weapon, disguise with intent, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, two counts, failure to stop after an accident, failure to comply with a release order and disobeying a court order. A 16-year-old Mississauga male has been charged with robbery with an offensive weapon, disguise with intent, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, two counts, and failure to comply with a release order. Mitchell and the two youths were out on a combined 10 release orders at the time of the incident, and one of the youths was also on probation. Our bail system needs to address such offenders as they remain one of the greatest threats to public safety, Chief Jim McSween said in the news release.